Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. I saw a family canoeing on Humboldt Bay a few weeks ago during some of our nice weather. There were two adults and two small children in the canoe. And they were wearing life vests, which is great, but they paddled right across the bay. And here's the thing that I believe many people don't appreciate. If they had capsized their canoe in the middle of the bay, they probably would not have survived. At its narrowest point, Humboldt Bay is just under a half mile wide, and swimming a quarter of a mile, fully dressed in frigid water, is extremely challenging and slow. And the typical life vest that you wear when canoeing does not hold your head above the water if you're unconscious. So if they had capsized their canoe that day, then they would have started to lose strength in their arms and legs within minutes, and that would make it harder and harder to swim, and eventually it would make it impossible to even keep their head above water. This loss of strength is sometimes called swim failure and sometimes called cold water paralysis. Basically, your body pulls the blood from your arms and legs into your core to keep your vital organs warm. But in doing so, this results in temporary paralysis of your arms and legs. Now, I don't want to scare anybody away from canoeing or Humboldt Bay. In fact, I spend a lot of time on the water in Humboldt Bay in small boats. But I'll say that when I'm in a small boat that has any potential to capsize, like a canoe, I stay within 50 feet of the shore, especially if I have kids on board. Now, some boats are capable of self-rescue, like certain kayaks. And by self-rescue, I mean that you can have the boat capsize in open water, and with no assistance, you're able to flip the boat back over and get back in the boat, and that the boat is not full of water at that point. I happen to have a 9-foot rowboat that is actually self-bailing and rideable, so I can self-rescue in it. If you have one of those boats and you practice self-rescue frequently, then it's safe to journey farther from shore. But just to be clear, the typical open canoe is very challenging to self-rescue. This is because when you turn them back over, they're full of water. So you have to reach over the side and bail them out before you can get back in. Now that takes time, which you just don't have in cold water. The key point is that our intuition can mislead us when it comes to how far from shore is safe in a small open boat. We just naturally feel safer if we can see land. But in our cold waters, even 100 feet may be an insurmountable distance to get back to shore safely in the event of a capsize. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.